Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TuttleTutor and NeilHaley.com. This reminds me of the time when I was a school teacher. It also reminds me of how I started this radio program as an education program. So I think that this is a perfect segment coming. We're getting close to the 4th of July, so I'm excited to welcome the program Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Alexandra Pelosi of HBO's Words That Built America. How are you, Alexandra? And thanks for calling.
I'm so grateful that you're having me on the show to talk about this. And I didn't know you were a school teacher. See, we're learning a lot about each other today. I love it.
Exactly. I'm glad I'm at the end of the tour, right? I'm a former teacher who owns a tutoring and consulting company, does social media and branding, and has built this independent radio show and has gone it all over the country and everything, and do TV as well. And but it started from education, and the way I ask questions is like a teacher asks questions, unlike, you know, like a journalist. It's a totally different way I interview. I interview like, hey, I listen to what the answers of what my guests, how they answer the questions. So Alexandra, did you learn a lot from your mom growing up that helped you become so successful as a filmmaker and stuff, would you say?
Wow, that's a loaded question. I would say that my mom went to Congress. My mom's been in Congress 30 years. She went to Congress when I went to college. So when I knew her, she was a stay-at-home mom.
Wow.
And she loves to tell a story about how she was young. She said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "Mom, I want to be nothing just like you." And that is part of what inspired her in her empty nest syndrome after raising 5 kids to go off to the Congress. And now she's turned my last name into a curse word in half the country, right? And it's funny because she went from being completely unknown to being completely demonized. It's fascinating. But part of the reason why it worked, the whole campaign against her, the way they demonized her and turned her into this sort of caricature, is because she's a lady and she doesn't fight back.
Right.
She's not into the fight. And I keep saying to her, you have to go out there and you have to say, these people are a bunch of losers that don't know anything about legislating. She doesn't like my loose cannon, impetuous, sort of irreverent. I'm sort of the black sheep of the family. There are 5 of us. I'm the youngest. So
oh my.
I would say everything I am is a direct reaction to the political correct culture that she is a part of.
So that's
you must know.
That's hilarious because I have 5 kids of my own. And so I'm wondering, and my wife and I are both, I'm a former school teacher. She still teaches kindergarten. Can you believe that? And we you see it in a family of 5 kids, how you're going to have a variety of personalities in that family. So I never knew that she was a stay-at-home mom for so long and then went to Congress. I had no idea. So that's a great story that a lot of people don't ever bring up her background before that. Thanks for giving us that story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, she also likes to tell the story about when she said to me, I'm going to run for Congress. And I was like, Mom, she said, I have an opportunity to run for Congress. Like, Mom, I said to her, Mom, get a life. Like, by then, I wanted her out of the house. You know, I was done. I was a teenager. I was ready to go. You know, I was going to college. I was like, you better do something with your time now. Like, she likes to make the joke that that she had dedicated her life to her children. And in the end, I was like, get out of the house. You got to go. You need to go get a life.
That's a great story.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I was going
to
No, that's fine. Don't worry about it, Alexandra. No, I was going to bring up now about this is a perfect time. A perfect time, July 4th, people to tune into HBO because of, I guess, how really we're just fighting each other. And there's not the bipartisanship. And this special is something that's going to make us remember why we love America. And you're bringing different people talking about different documents, reading them. And I just think it's a fascinating idea to do. And especially one that there are a variety of ideas all coming together as one. Is that what you were thinking, Alexandra, when you were part of this project, that you wanted that?
Well, what happened was the election was coming. This was right before the election. And I knew that half the country was going to be disappointed with the results. And I knew that it was going to be protests. And it felt like there was a civil war coming on, like the country's eating itself alive and can't agree on anything. So I was trying to figure out a way to do something that would unite instead of divide, that could come out and make people think, well, there are some things we have in common. Let's focus on the things we have in common. So what is the one thing that I could get everybody. I wanted all the living presidents and vice presidents and all those Donald Rumsfeld kind of, you know, Condoleezza Rice and, you know, Hillary Clinton. What would they all agree to come together and do for a show? And the only thing I could think of was the Constitution.
Yep.
Because it's the only document that everybody agrees on. And so that was the idea. The first shoot was the day after the election. I went to visit Jimmy Carter in Georgia at his library. And it started out with a lot more interpretation. I had people read and then talk about what they were reading. But I found quickly that that became controversial, because everything is controversial in politics. So slowly but surely, I ended up editing out the commentary, because I realized that that in and of itself can divide people more.
Right.
So when I was filming at the Capitol, because I had 50 senators and I was filming at the Capitol, I kept saying, you know, we had to order food for people that were waiting in the hallway while Ted Cruz was reading and Elizabeth Warren was waiting in the hallway. We had to order some beverages. And I would say to people, why don't you order what we're going to have for catering? And I couldn't get them to agree what we could order for catering.
Oh,
I couldn't get people to read the Senate menu and agree on an order.
Oh, no.
What people would eat and drink in the hallway. So that's how divided the country is, right? That's the symbol of it. So I thought the Constitution was the one document that bonds them together. And so that was the mission here, was to try to bring people together and not divide them. So all the commentary was edited out. Now it's just a straight read. It's only 40 minutes, and it may not be the sexiest summer blockbuster hit, but it's something that I feel like every citizen has to see, because
yes,
I'm doing them a favor of not making them read it themselves. I'm saying, here, just watch it, and 50 senators and all the living presidents will do it for you. But I do think it's important that people know the founding documents, because it's the rule book of American democracy, and I feel like they need to see it just to kind of understand how this country works.
And because you got these people together, this is something that all history teachers, anyone that teaches as a teacher, needs to record and play to their students when they get back in the fall. This is something that should be reintroduced and understand, because to understand this document is so important, and to see a variety of people reading it. And then I'm glad you got rid of the interpretations, because then it would have been the most controversial thing in the world. But this will really be a great education for America. And we have to honor July 4th. We have to say, oh my gosh, wow, we at least have the freedom to speak about anything we want, anytime we want, because of this great country. And that's, I guess, what your whole hope was of directing this, right? That this would be the final result of it.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's sad. It really is sad that it feels like there's so much animosity and so much misunderstanding about just the foundation of this country. That we're, you know, there is a whole system. This is sort of the, how did this country get organized? You hear a lot of people using the word impeachment now. It's sort of a catchphrase. People love to use the word impeachment. The media loves writing stories about it. And it's almost as if school teachers are at war with cable news, because the school teachers are trying to teach and cable news is just trying to stir the pot and get that fight going. And so it seems like people need to go past the cable news outlet that's just telling them what they want to hear and actually look for some foundation, you know, some connective tissue. What are we? Who are we? What is this country? How is it organized? What are the rules? How does it work? How does the system work? Because I'm always fascinated by how many questions people ask me. I live in Manhattan, where people, it's the elite, sophisticated, you know, we're the intelligentsia. They're so ignorant. The word impeachment gets used so much, I think. You're supposed to be intelligent. You're supposed to be informed. You don't have a clue what you're talking about. Go read the Constitution. You have no idea how many times a day I have to say to people, go read the Constitution before you start throwing out words like impeachment, because you don't even know how the process works. Figure out the rules of the game. You know, if this were, you'd never watch a football game if you didn't know the rules, right? How does it work? How many downs are? How does this whole work? You need to know the rules. You need to know how the system works. And that's what I'm trying to do. Say, like, so let's just look at the rule book and see how the system works before we start throwing around crazy words that we don't know what they mean. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. And then you can listen to it and you can hear it. And what's so great is you have a variety of people in all areas of life that are reading this, right? That's the other cool part of this event, this special on July 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern on HBO, correct?
Yes, thank you so much for bringing it up. I also, you know, you cannot do a public service show without pulling in the celebrities. I mean, a big part of it is you have to, I had to have The Rock and Meryl Streep and, you know, Robert De Niro, because otherwise no one would watch. It's sort of the sad reality of American television. But unless you have some big name Hollywood stars, nobody's going to watch.
Exactly.
And so I had them reading the Declaration of Independence. But I also had people like Vince Vaughn, The Rock, I already said The Rock, but conservatives, because they're known as being the conservatives of Hollywood. Who else? Toby Keith.
Wow.
There's a variety of Hollywood stars, but I had to do it evenly. Everything was even. All living presidents, can't pick what party they're from because they're living presidents and vice presidents. But I did 25 senators and 25 senators, so 50 total from the Senate. And then I did Hollywood. I divided it. Now, we have to have, for every Meryl Streep, we have to have The Rock.
All right.
You know, for every Robert De Niro, you had to. So that's part of it, is that, I used them in the beginning reading the Declaration of Independence just to pull people in.
Well, that's the thing. Celebrity sells, Alexandra. Or I don't think that we would be seeing President Trump right now if it wasn't celebrity selling. So you have to do that to keep things keep things going. And my radio show, when it started, is an education show to the celebrity sells, and a Pelosi sells, so and HBO sells. So that's what I'm so glad we put this education connection together. Is there a place we can follow you? Are you on social media, Alexandra, so people can follow you and check out your thoughts? Yeah.
I am not.
No.
This is the sad thing. This is the funny thing. I'm not on social media because I don't need to be the dumping ground for people that want to overshare their feelings about the other Pelosi. You know, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 11 films for HBO, and I'm almost 50 years old, and my attitude is I know there are a lot of people out there that aren't fans of the last name Pelosi, and I don't feel like I need to be, you know, the punching bag for that. So I have a website, and a lot of people email me and overshare their feelings about all things Pelosi, which I guess makes them feel good. I guess it's therapeutic. I don't know why they think I would ever forward that along, especially the death threats. I don't know that those are necessary for me to forward along, unless to the Capitol Police, so they're aware that they're people that have that kind of feeling in their heart. But I just feel like the Twitter and the Facebook is just sort of it's so toxic, and it stirs the hate. And I haven't seen any constructive come out of it to date, you know?
Especially for your name being Pelosi.
Great,
yeah.
Wow, this really brought people together.
Yeah.
So I try to stay out of the fight.
Okay.
You know?
Well,
that's sort of I try to be, the purpose of this film was to be an ambassador to bring people together.
Well, I'm proud of you.
I'm trying very hard.
Yeah.
Bring everyone together. So,
all right. Well, thanks for calling again. 7 p.m. Eastern, July 4th. We'll air this a few times on the network before the 4th. And I appreciate you calling, Alexandra, and best of luck. Thanks for talking with me. And I enjoyed the stories. Go ahead. We're going
to
say,
thank you so much. We also put it all over YouTube so people don't have to pay for it. So you can just watch it on YouTube. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Alexandra. Take care. All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye. You listen to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.